Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her son came into her late one night while she was asleep, and she told him he needed to go back to bed. So when she followed him back to bed, she discovered he was already in bed, sound asleep.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us. You can call them in at 855-853-4802. You can also become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. You can do that through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's here with me today. How are you, Kathy?
Well, Gordon? I'm really good. How are things going with you?
Good.
I heard
Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
I'm in the big city. I heard a ghost story last night.
The theater
that I write for and I bartend at, you know?
Yeah.
So I shared a few stories that have happened there. The last one was the mug that fell off and went into the beer cooler, which is not possible. In fact, last night I saw a mug fall off, and I saw exactly how it should have fallen. It didn't even break, let alone shatter. Anyways, That's a different story. But my friend was cleaning in the theater, and so in between performances, you know, you got to vacuum everything up, straighten it all up. So she's vacuuming, and it's three tiers in the theater. It's not a big old-timey looking theater. You've been in there. It seats about 180 people. That's set up on three tiers with tables, so it's a dinner theater. And so on the in between the tiers, we have these railings. And so right now at Christmas time, and I know this is running after Christmas, but Christmas time, we have it all decorated with lights and garland, and then they put some bulbs in there. So she was vacuuming, and a bulb flew out and hit her. Now, how does that happen?
Okay, so like a bulb, like an ornament?
Uh-huh. She's vacuuming. And so I said, okay, so where were you in the theater? And there's four tops and six tops. And so she was at a six top. But she wasn't at the seats next to the decorations. She was a couple seats back. So she was probably
5 feet, maybe
5 feet away from, I'd say 5 or 6 feet away from the garland and where the ornaments would be. And one flew out. Like that way, not down.
It should have been hooked in the garland.
They kind of just sit in the garland. So if they fall, they fall straight down.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't fall directly out to hit somebody. She said it looked like, because she saw it, and she said it looked like somebody threw it. It was that kind of trajectory, like straight out.
Like she probably went to kind of duck.
Yeah, she said scared the shit out of her.
Jerk.
Isn't that crazy?
You guys have the weirdest projectile throwing.
I know. It's
ghost.
Like it's activity.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not this constant paranormal activity in there. But
I think you have a ghost of a baseball pitcher in your theater.
He's just
throwing stuff 80 miles an hour and shattering things.
And you know, it's so hard to tell because this is a district. In my city, it's called Old Town, and a lot of cities have that area where there was the abandoned warehouses that sat there empty for years and years and years and years, and then people go in and buy them up. And so now it's several blocks that used to be empty warehouses that are now bars and restaurants and hotels and apartments. And so now there are no empty warehouses really down there. And so this used to be a warehouse, you know, some kind of commercial building. But it's probably been used for a number of different things over the years. So you have to wonder what exactly is haunting it. Because we always talk about haunted theaters, but it was something else before it was a theater.
That's true. You'd have to do a deep dive into what had been in that building previously, I think, to get a feel for maybe. It could be theater related.
One of my friends swore, he was running Spotlight one night, and he swore that he saw like an older Native American man sitting like on the proscenium, like that's above the stage. And so it's that kind of archway. It depends, you know, on your theater, what your proscenium looks like. But that's where he saw this, what he thought was a Native American man. Now, I've never, I have talked to one of the guys who is the office manager there, and he's a director as well, so he's in the theater a lot. But he has seen probably more than one apparition in the theater, because he's probably in there more than anybody else, especially alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I thought that was really interesting, because I was talking with somebody last night about ghost stories, because people always are talking to me about ghost stories. And one of the girls runs up. She's like, "Are you guys talking about ghost stories?" And we're like, "Yeah." And she said, "I've got one. Just happened to me yesterday." So
interesting.
I thought that was interesting. So she said it kind of went out. It was like somebody threw it. And because it just felt gravity, you know, gravity, it just falls straight down.
Yeah, it doesn't fall make out. Sense.
Or unless there's somebody bumped it, that would make some sense. But she was
but
only one there.
They'd have to really bump it to shoot at 5 feet.
Yeah, but she was the only one there. There's nobody bumping it.
I mean, do you know what you'd have to do to send something 5 feet?
Yeah.
And it would be as if the whole thing would have fallen over. Like everything would have fallen down too.
Yeah.
To have that much, you know, thrust in it. And so that doesn't really make sense.
And she's vacuuming, and the outlets are, you know, close to the floor. So she's not disrupting the garland and the decorations. She's not touching them.
Mm-hmm.
And so even for the vacuum, the cord isn't coming close to the decorations.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And once again, she felt it. She felt like it was wrong.
Mm-hmm,
like when she talked to you guys, she said, "Oh, I've got one. This is not right."
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a little creepy.
Interesting.
Well, here,
so tell me a ghost story.
Here we go. It says, "I've always believed in ghosts since I was young. So many memories of my childhood, for some reason, seem a blur except for experiences with the unknown." That's interesting. "These memories have always been vivid and so easy to recall. I'm 36 years old, and I wouldn't call myself as sensitive, but I tend to have things that can't be explained happen to me more than I would prefer. I was in my 20s, married, and a young mother of a 3-year-old son at the time. It was a Saturday morning, and it was sunny. My plan was to sleep in this morning, but I was awakened by my son on his knees, peeking over at the end of my bed, staring at me and not saying a word. Not wanting to get out of bed yet for the day, I remember telling him, 'Go to bed, it's not time to get up.' He just continued to stare at me without movement or saying a word. I remember the look in his eyes. It was like his eyes weren't his, but it was surely him. After more sternly repeating, 'Go back to bed,' he stood up and moved right past me, not looking or acknowledging me as he headed out of the room. Angrily, I called his name for him to come back because I didn't understand what was going on with him and why he ignored me and just walked off. So I jumped up to follow him to his room, and I saw the back of him as he entered his room. Seconds later, I reached the door of his room, and there he was, all tucked in his bed, asleep, drooling, and snoring. I froze. My heart was beating out of my chest. I went over to the bed to shake him a bit, but he was fast asleep, even sweating and almost stuck to his pillow, drool and all. I will never be able to explain what happened, but it's so real to me, and it gives me chills. It brings back memories of myself being a very young child, around 4, riding in the back of a car, traveling somewhere, I'm not sure where. I remember it was dark out, and I was still awake in the back seat. I would always stare out of the car door window as the other cars passed by, just being curious at the other people passing in their cars. This particular night, I remember a car driving right past us, parallel, going the same speed, and I was able to see someone in the back seat, and as I looked closer, it was me. Not my reflection. It didn't move like I did. I was just staring at myself from another car for what seemed like forever. I don't even know how long. I was too young at the time. I just remember the eyes, the scary look that was on the face of me staring back at me. It wasn't really me, but whatever it was scared me. I probably have 10 more stories from my childhood to as recent as last week. I'm looking forward to sharing them with you. Your show is great, Misty. That is a creepy, both of those are so creepy.
Okay, what are your thoughts about that? Like, what are the possibilities here?
Well, there's, I mean...
One, there's, he was sleepwalking, but how did he get back to his room that fast into bed?
And he didn't, because he was sound asleep. And kids...
She knew it was him. I mean, she, a mother knows her kid.
But right? She also thought he was acting weird, and his eyes looked weird, and he just ignored her.
And probably that's what she was like, that was weird, so I'm going to get up and follow, go in there and see what's going on, because he's acting weird. And, you know, my thought would be, he's sleepwalking.
Exactly.
People have very strange looks in their eyes when they're sleepwalking. It's real creepy. So you would think, okay, he's sleepwalking. I want to make sure to get him back into bed and he's safe and he doesn't, you know, hurt himself or fall down the stairs or whatever you think. But when she gets there, he's already in bed, drooling, sound asleep.
Here's what's weird about both these stories. Several things, but here's a weird thing. So she saw her son, but that was not her son. And then she saw herself, and that was not herself.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really two very similar things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you looking at another car and seeing someone in the car who is you, looking at you, but it's not you? And you see your son who's looking at you, but it's not your son.
So is there somebody that is, embodying?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like that.
Or, okay, I know you hate this one, but there is astral projection in the son's case because he was sound asleep.
But then the astral projection isn't happening to him, it's happening to her.
Well, she's seeing him.
Yeah.
And I have heard of this where people say, you know, they've seen someone and that person's like, I was sound asleep.
Okay, what about this? You know, what if it is an entity that's taking on the appearance? It's the same entity.
Yeah, and that's the other option, I think, in this case, is there is some sort of entity, kind of what's something that can transform what it is? You know what I'm talking about. And takes on whatever kind of facade that they desire.
And what would be the reason for that? You know,
and
like,
why would she be seeing it, both herself and him? Like, she's seeing, it's as if something, and we've heard of this before in our stories where people have felt like something was posing as a loved one,
and
that they took on that form.
What would make some sense here is if she got up to see her son and he was in distress and whatever it was came in to help get her attention and to get her in to help her son. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the case.
No.
It was there to just creep her out or something?
Yeah, because it was just upsetting to her. It was just, this isn't right. He's not acting right. But at that moment, I would not have flipped out because I would have just thought he's sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they are weird. People are strange when they sleepwalk. So, you know, I could have totally bought that and just want to make sure that he's safe and sound. But it's odd that somebody would be sleepwalking, but yet like peering at you,
yeah,
like they're conscious.
I don't know. I think we've given some options. Can we definitively say?
I wish we could give you a more definitive answer.
We got no clue, but we just threw out a few options for you. Yeah. So find the one that you like the best. Maybe come up with your own and let us know.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Yeah, and send us more stories too, because maybe some of your other stories might kind of fill in some blanks too.
You know, is there an entity that's just following her through her life, you know, for whatever reason?
Ooh.
You know,
God, that one gave me the just chills a little bit.
Yeah. Well, here, let's go to another story that we'll never be able to figure out.
Okay.
Here you go.
My name is Liam. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I actually just called in a few minutes ago for another story, but I figured I'll go ahead and tell this extra one. I am 29 years old, and again, Columbus, Ohio. A couple years ago, my family and extended family went to Michigan for Thanksgiving, and it was actually the Friday after Thanksgiving, which was on Thursday, of course. And we always go to Friday Thanksgiving at my aunt's house, and they live on Groseal Island in Michigan. Well, because the family is getting larger, usually we stay at my aunt's house, but this time we stayed at this inn, which is on the island. This is a 9 by 3 mile island, so very small, but we stayed in an very, very old place. In my previous call, I had talked about how I don't think I'm as sensitive, but this is an experience that a whole group of us had. So we're at this inn, we're staying there for the weekend, and we were at our aunt's for the meal, and then we went back to the inn late at night, and a few of us decided to play cards. Me and my sisters were all in our, you know, upper 20s, early 30s. Their kids were put down to sleep upstairs. This inn probably has maybe four or five large bedrooms in the upstairs area, but that's it. The downstairs, there's a large table, really old place. So we're sitting there playing cards. Euchre is a big card game in the Midwest. We were playing that game. And pretty much for the whole evening, we just thought somebody in the fourth room, because we were occupying three rooms, so there was somebody in the fourth room. We didn't know who they were. And we just heard all this running. It was like running back and forth, and it was getting really loud. And we're like, who is up there, and who is this person? And they kept checking on my nephews. So a baby and a toddler at the time, and they were fast asleep. And so we checked on them several times, nothing. They're upstairs. You can hear us coming up and down the stairs, but we'd get back to playing cards and we would just hear running back and forth. I'm like, what the heck? So finally the inn owner comes in to check and says, are you guys in for the night? We're like, yeah. And they said they left a number for us if we need anything. And we said, who's in that fourth room? And they're like, oh, it's my niece, but she's not in right now. We're like, oh, okay. Who? That's great. We didn't ask about the running, but we all just looked at each other and we're like, not normal. Someone's clearly running back and forth. And my nephew, I think he was maybe about 3 or 4 at the time. He was in like his pack and play. He couldn't get out of that thing. And again, we kept checking and he was sleeping. We stayed there a second creepy at night. Somehow, I mean, we all managed to sleep, but we all pretty much agreed that something was running back and forth upstairs and they were not being quiet about it. And we ran into the niece once and it didn't even seem like she was really there. She would come in late at night and then pretty much go straight to sleep because she was right next door to us. And I was like, don't think she's running. So shorter story, but probably the only experience I've had where a whole group of us are like, nah, that's strange. And it got to the point where it kind of kept us up at night in the inn, but we were happy for Sunday to come so we could, you know, leave. But that's all there is to that. So, again, love listening to your show. I've only been listening for about a week and a half, but I love it so far. I've been listening every day. Have a good night. Bye.
So they all heard it.
They all heard it.
So I guess you can... verify and validate. Okay, yes, we all heard that. None of us know what that was.
It is odd, but I kind of have had similar happen before too, where I thought I've heard somebody and it seemed like it was commotion, like running, like back and forth or, you know, things like that. And there does seem to be, we've heard people kind of mention that before, like this kind of movement in a haunted house or just in a house. And I think there might be, I'm not sure what would cause that or why, but one time I remember I had one where I was, you know, in bed at night and I could hear this movement in the walls, but it wasn't like, you know, I've had heard mice before and things like that, but this was like something running. And it reminded me of this story, too, in the walls, which is impossible. You can't run inside a wall, but it would run all the way around the house. I could hear it go behind me through that wall. Then I could hear it go on the other side of the house and I could hear it running back. And this went on for, oh, my gosh, hour or two. It was the longest thing. It just went on and on and on. And I could not figure that out. And it kind of reminds me when she was talking of this kind of running.
See, I think that's movement. I think it's a residual haunting.
That sounds, yeah.
It sounds fancy. Because I was talking to this guy, Tommy Netsband, and we did, I think I might have, you and I might have done, talked about it on this show before, but we did an episode of the Grave Talks. He does a ghost tour in San Francisco. And there was a haunting in a house, because he kind of is known around that area as, I think, the ghost man. And so people tell him all these ghost stories. So somebody told him one day, hey, you're the ghost guy. There's this stuff going on in my apartment building, and there's someone keeps running into the building. It's like they're just running as fast as they can. And then I look out in the hallway. It's like, what the hell is it? And there's never anybody there. Then I hear it again, and I hear it again. So he had done some research in the area and found that in the 1970s, there was a kid who got in some kind of trouble. I don't know if he owed somebody money. It seems like it was kind of that sort of deal. So these people start chasing him, and he ran into that building to escape them, and they killed him in the building.
Oh, my God.
So when you think about it, he's running to get away from them, and that's, you know, it's probably a residual haunting.
Kind of reenacting the last moments mm-hmm. of his life over mm-hmm. and over mm-hmm. in a loop kind of thing.
And so you're just picking up on the loop part. I don't know mm-hmm. that it's necessarily he is there, but it's that residual haunting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what that reminded me of.
And the other thing I think is we have a tendency to not tell people when something's going on because we don't want them to think we're crazy. But I think I would have asked the person that owned the inn or the person mm-hmm. who was managing it and said, we are hearing something mm-hmm. in that room, and make them go up there and check it out. Or they will give you the weird look and go, oh, that happens sometimes, you know, and then you know that this is not. But I would like to know the other stories from this place, because I'm going to guarantee you there's more to this story.
Oh, you know it.
And this, whoever was managing it probably knew some background.
Yeah. And my guess is they ain't the first people that have heard that, and they won't be the last people who have
heard
that.
That's my guess too. But there might be more to the story.
Yeah.
That
and it
you could
find
be out.
Some sort of thing like that, where there's someone being chased and there was this, I don't know.
Well, you know, and I might put in there that I think Michigan might be number three
for hauntings.
As far as states, we're getting a lot of Michigan calls late. I've been hearing lots of people say, oh, this happened in Michigan. I was in Michigan. I'm thinking, okay, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Michigan, maybe.
So many hauntings, so little time.
I know.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.